Father, we bless you. Father, as we have already prayed, we thank you for anointing. Father, the anointing that destroys yokes, that destroys bondages, that destroys burdens. Father, we glorify you. We thank you for your spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you, the eyes of our understanding being enlightened. I thank you, Lord, we grow. Lord, this has been our way of doing things, Lord. Even as the word came forth this past Sunday, consistency, Lord. We are here because we have been consistent and we know this is the place we needed to be, in your house, before you, Lord. We bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, amen. I titled this message, What is the Goal? Hey, honey, first time I get them, I've got a title. What is a goal? What is the definition of a goal? The end toward which effort is directed, an aim, or a desired result. Let us go back into our memory lane. Think about the time you were born again. That was a very special event, a very special experience. How about the baptism of the Holy Ghost, when you first got baptized in the Holy Spirit and started speaking in tongues? That was another special event or special experience in your life. And then came the water baptism. Again, another special event in your life, in my life. These were special events in our lives. Through all these events, I found through the Word of God that we were translated from the kingdom of God into the kingdom of His dear Son. I knew for myself that now that heaven was my home. Is that the goal? Heaven being our home. Being a young Christian, I wanted to tell everyone about my wonderful Savior, friends and family, even complete strangers. But my knowledge of God was limited at the time. But my passion for Him was off the charts. Is this the goal, leading people to Christ? Let's go into warp speed. That was some 30 years ago. Let's go into warp speed and come up to this time, this moment in time. We went through all church lessons, the life lessons, being a Christian, yeah. Going through all that. And now here we are today, in this moment in time. The years have come and the years have gone. Now as a so-called seasoned believer, if there is such a term, I find myself struggling and fighting and pressing and choosing to live the life the Bible teaches. Of course, 1 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. I find myself many times swimming against the currents of life. People, family, going one way, and I going the other. I mean, studying the Word of God, going to church, praying much in the Holy Ghost, listening to Christian music, listening to Christian teaching, You know that all these things that we are doing right now are supernatural things. It's not familiar to the world or to our friends or to our family, but this is the Word of God. As I said, Christian teachings, continuous changing of my old ways of thinking and the old ways of doing. Amen? Think about that. Going through life, going through our life experience, the old ways, the old man, being put aside, dying to self. Was that the goal? Is that the goal? Reading from Philippians 3:13 from the King James Version. You don't have to turn there, but if you want to, you can. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I don't know what you're going through, but I know what I go through as a Christian, and I know that it's a fight. And it's a good fight. It's the fight of faith. We are a new creation. We are in this world, but we are not of this world. Amen. We are the sons of God, for the scripture says, but as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. We are the bride. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. God made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We are called not to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Let's turn to 1 Peter 2 and 9. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. A familiar scripture, but a powerful one. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Let's go to Colossians 3. Colossians 3, I'll be reading from the Passion Translation. Colossians 3, verse 1. Christ's resurrection is your resurrection too. This is why we are to yearn for all that is above, for that's where Christ sits enthroned at the place of all power, honor, and authority. Yes, feast on all the treasures of the heavenly realm, and fill your thoughts with heavenly realities and not with the distractions of the natural realm. Your crucifixion with Christ has severed the tie to this life. And now your true life is hidden away in God in Christ. And as Christ himself has seen, as Christ himself is seen for who he really is, who you really are will also be revealed. For you are now one with him in his glory. Wow, that's powerful. In the time we live, where light is called darkness and bitter called sweet, where evil, they say, is good, where there is corruption, deception, delusion, and manipulations, when it seems everyone is going this way, but the Spirit of God, the Word of God says, go that way. There is a goal. And that standard, that gold standard is righteousness. Let's read 2 Timothy 4 and 7. 2 Timothy 4 and 7. This is Paul's completion. I call that. Did I? 2 Timothy. I have it here. 2 Timothy 4 and 7. Paul is saying this to Timothy and to his readers. I have fought the good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. Not to me only, but unto all that love his appearing. Let me read that one more time. I have fought the good fight. This is Paul. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. There is a prize, church. There is a prize. For all that we go through, a heavenly prize. We focus not on the things of this earth, amen, but we focus on the things above. There is a work to be done. By one, or by 100, or by 1,000, it will get done, amen. Amen, God plus one is the majority. We're not to look around us. We are to look to him, the author and the finisher of our faith. Keep ourselves filled with the oil. Remember the story of the 10 virgins? 5 brought extra oil, 5 didn't. And when the bridegroom came, they were all asleep. The bridegroom came. The five that had oil, they were considered the or called the five wise virgins. They could trim their lamps, and they could enter in with the bridegroom. It's important, yeah. Keep ourselves filled. Keep ourselves full. Keep ourselves charged. So our light shine bright. That scripture, amen. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Everything, amen, that we do, you and I do, in Christ has its purpose. I got so excited. I started today. I was spending time before the Lord, and this is what He gave me. So I said, okay. Father, we bless you. Father, we thank you. Let us run with patience the race before us. Shikaramashata iaru mai shiki aru kata shiti aru iare masita kamaria shita ko ukuru aya shata mai iaru mai ya shuto mai ya shita ra e ki aru masata ramai e shi aru doku ai iaru masata ikaramashata iaru kata ria shire de maria shuka mai eskere de deria shira do mai ya shuto mai Iera masata ka iere de deria. Iero masita ra masiere de de si ki adovai ea. Thank you, Lord. In this time and in this season, you are called not only to glorify or to magnify me, but you are called to press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Do not look to the left and do not look to the right, but keep your eyes on me, the author and the perfecter of your faith. Stay in the Word. Stay in the Spirit by praying in the Spirit, much. And you shall fulfill your destiny and you shall fulfill your calling. My will and my plan for you is victory. My will and my plan for you is success. My will and my plan for you is to be successful. And when you enter into my glory, I will say to thee, welcome thou good and thou faithful servant. Do not think that these things are for naught. All the things that you have gone through, the tests and the trials have strengthened you. They have perfected you if you have received them. If you have not become angered or unforgiving, but yielded to my Spirit of grace, yielded to my chastening, yielded to my words. Shikara mashata yeru maya shuka mayera maya shataria kiyara mashata yakara. Thank you, Lord. We need to realize that when pastors give us words of knowledge, or myself, or if there are prophecies, whether they're words of wisdom or the prophetics, and there has been many prophecies that our pastors have put on paper, they shouldn't be taken lightly, and I know you don't. The only way they'll come to pass is if we press into the words of the Lord, or the words that the Lord has given us as a church. We need to press into them. We need to speak them forth, declare them, proclaim them, as if they're already here. Do not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we do not faint. Amen. Realize that. The words of prophecy, they're true. God's word will not fail. His word will not return back to him void, but shall accomplish that which he pleases, and shall prosper in the thing whereto it has been sent. There's a lot of word that has gone forth through this house. And there have been a lot of personal prophecies also going through the body. These words come to pass only as we grab hold of them and say, I take this, I agree with that word, and not let go of it. It's like the scripture in Mark 11:22 that says, if you say to the mountain, be you removed, be you cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart, but believe those things which you say shall come to pass, you shall have whatever you say. We cannot let go of these things, no matter what. God's word is truth. It will not return back to him void. Amen. Prophecies over your life, prophecies over my life, prophecies over this church, whether it was from 10 years ago or whenever it was, we do not say, oh, it never came to pass. No, we say, bless God, we thank you that this is our word for us in this moment and this time, and we declare it, we continue to proclaim it. It's the same way with the healing of our physical bodies. By his stripes we were healed. It's not depending upon how we feel. It's depending upon his word in our hearts and in our lives. As we meditate, as we ponder, I want to say this, but sometimes the Lord gives me words, and it's like, sometimes they're heavy, and it's like, oh God. A word came to me one time, and it was heavy, and it was the time we went through that pandemic, or that season where we went through that. And the word of the Lord came to me. I was up on the worship stage, worshiping, worship practice. And the word of the Lord came and he said, you have not gone this way before. Thus, or therefore, stay in the word, pray much in the spirit. And that was the time we all went through that COVID test. I see a recession coming. And it's not a bad thing. Our God will provide all of our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. He will provide. Thank you, Father. イカラマシャタイアレデデシアカマイタラバシアレデデヒアロマシカラデマシアラマシアラマシアキアロマシャタイイケアロマシャタラマシアキアロマシアレデマシア Yes, yes, says the Spirit of grace. But do not fear. I shall supply all of your needs according to my riches and glory in Christ Jesus.Thank you, Lord. Pass it.Thank you, Father. For such a time as this, I have prepared you, I have prepared your hearts. Yes, many are not here, but you are. And I will carry you forth, and I will bring you through as the precious jewels and gems I have called you to be. Thank you, Father. Bless you, Lord.Yes, Lord, you pull water from the rocks. You make manna rain from heaven. Nothing's impossible with you, O God. Nothing is impossible with you. If we need to walk on water, we'll walk on water because you walked on water. We choose to walk in the realms of glory. We are a supernatural people. We are not a natural people. We are a supernatural people. We are your people, Father.In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, amen.